This recording, Louisiana 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and made her lay on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was fair price for a cure. I was born in New Orleans, Louisiana, at Charity Hospital on August 20th of 1985. I am the oldest of 3 children, have a little brother and a little sister, and we lived in the Lower Ninth Ward. I went to Catholic schools throughout my life, even through college. My major is pharmacy, and I was a student at Xavier University of Louisiana before the storm. As a result of the storm, I ended up at the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, which is a way bigger campus than Xavier, and I'm not really used to walking around because everything's in walking distance, you know, it's not that far. The classes are fine, but I think it's just a hard transition not being able to start school from the beginning. So it's like you have to play catch up. It's really, really hard. And I'm used to making good grades, and I see that my grades are like C's instead of A's and B's that I'm used to getting. But I mean, the transition was really hard, so I'm happy I'm just passing. Yes, I've made a lot of friends. There's one girl. We go out a lot because I normally just stay in my room. I don't really go anywhere because I don't know anything too much, but she shows me around. And we go out to eat or the movies or bowling. It's just like being in New Orleans. Only difference is New Orleans, everything stays open way later than in Lafayette. Yes, my brother and my sister are also in Lafayette. My brother was going to all-boy high school, and now he attends a co-ed high school, which is Lafayette High. And my sister was also in Catholic school, and she's at S.J. Montgomery Elementary. And she's 8, so she's having a hard time. She misses her friends. She was a cheerleader, and she doesn't get to do the things she used to do in New Orleans. My brother, he's just happy he goes to school with girls, so he's pretty much okay. My parents are fine. My dad is a carpenter, so he goes back and forth from New Orleans to Lafayette and Lafayette back to New Orleans with my fiance, who's a New Orleans police officer. So we get to see him like every other weekend, but I'm so used to my dad being in the house with me. So it's kind of hard because I live on campus now and I'm not with my family all the time. And my mom's having a hard time because she's used to going to work and now she doesn't have a job. So she has to find things to busy herself with. My mom was a home health care nurse in New Orleans. Well, actually, it was the Metairie area, but pretty much it's all one big area. They just have different sections called different things, but to me, it's all New Orleans.